appreciate you tonight. Acts, if you have your Bibles, Acts chapter number 20. Amen. Acts chapter number 20. Really, I need to get verse 9, but I think we'll start at 7. Maybe read a few past that. I usually don't read a whole lot of scriptures. Amen. Maybe a little more than usual tonight. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. My. Woo! Boy, churches couldn't take that kind of preaching today, could they? Amen. Years ago, at least in this time frame, people came to church like we do today with an outward social gathering, or amen. They just came ready to stay till no matter how long or what happened. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Sure did. Hallelujah. So if I preach for about 4 or 5 hours, you better stick with me. Yeah. Don't worry, I ain't got that kind of wind. Amen. And he preached till midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. They had their torches. They had their old lamps, their, what you call them, old burning lamps probably. My, they look at the atmosphere. We're going to get into it in a minute, probably in the house of Carthus here. Amen. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep.
Yeah.
And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep. Praise God. Don't fall asleep on me tonight.
Oh.
Amen. And he fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, "Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him." And when he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till the break of day, so he departed. Praise God. Boy, some kind of night, ain't it?
Yeah.
My. Right. They's having church. Paul got long-winded. He preached till midnight. Amen. No doubt there was yawning, the people tired in the crowd. And all of a sudden they heard a ka-thud. Amen. Outside on the pavement or on the sidewalk, whatever it was out there, old Eutychus had fell asleep up in the third loft of the house. Amen. Hey God. And they heard a ka-thud, and no doubt there was a hush through the crowd or a ooh-ah. Amen. What's happened? Amen. And Eutychus fell asleep. Amen. Right on the preaching of the greatest preacher of the day. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don Rich was in town and he fell asleep. Great God. I'd have a hard time falling asleep on Don Rich. Amen. Well, Paul was in town. Praise God. Right here in Troas. Amen. And the Bible said the first day of the week. It's very, amen, exciting to know that the early church, amen, was doing what Jesus said, assembling together. Praise God. Right from the start, on the first day of the week, here they were. They gathered together to have church. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul was on his way to Jerusalem on his return from his third missionary journey. Amen. And which had taken him as far as unto Greece. Amen. He crossed over from Macedonia unto Troas. And there, amen, praise God, he remained long enough to meet here with the Christians. Amen. And I like what one writer said. I never thought of it like this, but he said it was probably in the house of Carthus, amen, that this service was happening. Because right after this, Paul writes and he says, well, to young Timothy, he said, "Bring my coat," amen, "my coat I left down there,"
yeah,
"in Troas, in the house of Carthus," amen. Great God. They didn't have organs. They didn't have big fancy churches. They didn't have choirs like we have today. They just met in houses, praise God. Amen. And they had the Holy Ghost, amen. And they had Jesus in the house, praise God. Amen. So probably here in this big old house that Carthus owned, they were gathered together, amen, on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. Amen. Lights were burning, praise God. Amen. They is just having church. And Paul got long in preaching. And there was a young lad in the third loft up there in the window, and he fell asleep.
right.
Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Oh, I'd like to preach here tonight for just a few moments. Amen. On the dangers of falling asleep in church. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. The dangers of falling asleep in church. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, we don't even have the title that Paul was preaching on. Amen. But we know that he preached Christ and Christ crucified. Amen. Exhorting the disciples here to love one another and to live godly, amen, in the present day. Hallelujah. And also to look for the coming of the Lord. That's what Paul preached. He preached Christ, Christ crucified. He preached holiness of life. Told the saints they better live right, they better live for God, and they better watch for his coming. Hallelujah. That's what we're still preaching today. Amen. Thank God in heaven, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. But right here, amen, I'd like to tell you that my first point I'd like to preach on tonight, amen, is it's dangerous to fall asleep to the great opportunities of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Once a man, great God, amen, and his wife wrote to their pastors, listen, to express their satisfaction of the services. But he said, we're merely but spectators. We like the church. We like the services. But we just show up to spectate. Hallelujah. Amen. I come to tell you tonight, church, whatever you do, don't miss out on the opportunities that's going on inside of the church. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of good things happening inside the church. Praise God. Brother Dave Miller called me yesterday. He said, man, we ain't had revival, but it's been like revival every night. Hallelujah. I said, well, Brother Dave, we ain't really had revival either, but it's been like revival every single night. Amen. I told him about, amen, our converts been coming praying, getting saved. Hallelujah, Brother John. I told him about, amen, how the Lord's been moving. We've been having revival from a night-to-night basis. Great God, Sister Mary got healed of her nerves the other night. Great God, I don't know what else has been happening. I tell you, the devil's been fighting, Brother Anthony. Chest pains, bowel blockages. But he said he felt the prayers of the church. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. I know we're probably on Marco Polo. You got to watch sometimes what you say. But, oh, Brother George, did you see him the other night? Amen. Calling me, telling me. Amen. He really needs to get established. Amen. In church, some things going on. And he said, I really need. Hey, God, I tell you, had done my heart good to see that old brother cut the rug a little bit till the night. Amen. I come to tell you, amen, church, the possibilities that might happen down in church are unlimited. Praise God. I tell you, Brother Anthony, somebody might get saved. Somebody might get healed. Somebody might get the Holy Ghost. It's hard telling what might happen. Don't just come to be a spectator, but come. I like what my Brother Anthony's itching, amen, to take a good lap around here. Hey, did you hear him? He said, I might just turn loose and take off running. Brother Anthony, that'll be all right. Hey, God in heaven, I tell you what I'd do if I was you. I'd make a lap and tell the devil, there you go, devil, I could run for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, my cousin Amanda, she shouts about every single night, Brother Tom. Amen. And I've been there before when the services, Brother Chuck, is a little bit tight. Hey, God, I've seen her shout when it gets high, but she shouts when it's tight. Amen. And she'll tell you, she said, there's two times I shout when the Lord tells me to shout and turn loose. Amen. And she said, when the devil says not to. Hallelujah. And I tell you, do some of you some good when we get in a tight service around here. And some people looks like they're bored. And some people looks like maybe they could care less of things here. I tell you what, it'd do you some good. Amen. To start taking advantage of your opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go down to the house of the Lord. It's down there I can get the victory. It's down there I can lay my burdens down. It's down at the house of the Lord that I can touch heaven and feel the Holy Ghost. I come to tell you, church, we're living in an hour.
where men and women are asleep to their opportunities inside the church. It's limitless. Hey God, come in here. Have a testimony on your heart. Have a song on your heart. Whatever it is you feel like doing. We don't have a program. We've just got an opportunity. Hey, amen, to do something for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hey God. A sleeping soldier at the battlefront may be armed with the latest and best weapons, but if he's asleep, he's no good. Hallelujah. Hey God. Jesus asked Peter and James and John, that inner circle, there to guard the Gethsemane. He said, watch with me 1 hour. Hallelujah. Watch with me but 1 hour. Amen. Hey God. Listen real good. This is going to help you. Amen. What happened, Brother Tom? Amen. Many of us would like to have hindsight 20/20 vision and say, oh, I would love to have the opportunity to go there in the garden with Jesus and watch for him and pray. Amen. And there in the middle of the night, amen, right by the master's, Peter, James, and John was that inner circle. They couldn't even stay awake. They kept falling asleep. Jesus woke up, shook them. Help me, boys. Help me. My soul's in agony. The Bible said he prayed till his sweat became as great drops of blood. Amen. He was shaking heaven and shaking earth. Thank God, something major was getting ready to happen. He was getting ready to die on the cross for the sins of all of humanity. And he said, boys, watch with me 1 hour. Why don't you pray with me? I need a friend. I need somebody to pray with me. He shook them again the second. Three times they fell asleep to the opportunity of praying with the only begotten Son of God. And he shook them the last time and he said, take your sleep. Sleep on now. Sleep on now. And that opportunity of praying with the only begotten Son of God was lost forever. The opportunities. Amen. The devil would like for you to go to sleep. Amen. When the people's up here praying in these altars, when you could be helping them pray, helping them get through. Amen. I love what Sister Barb, she used to rub her on people praying in their seats. She said, oh, I remember the day when the altars were lined from one side to the other. It's all right to pray in your seat, but get up here in this altar. Amen. Dig in there. Raise your hands and say, oh, God, get what you need. And if you don't need anything, get in there with somebody. Take an opportunity and pray with somebody. Hey, there's opportunities that if you don't seize and you don't take advantage of it, it may never come your way ever again. Brother Tommy Romans, I'm glad I said yes. As a 17-year-old boy, when the Lord came knocking on my heart to preach his glorious gospel, if I'd have said no and ran the other way, oh, amen, I'd have passed on an eternal opportunity. Sleep on now. Sleep on. It's dangerous to fall asleep in the house of God. I said it's dangerous. I wonder who we could have reached. I wonder who we could have pulled out of the fire. But instead we fell asleep. Amen. Right inside the church. Amen.
Woo! Sleep on now. Sleep on. Take your rest. Oh, God. Woo. Those who are awake to this know that in church, amen, is some of the greatest bonds that you'll ever build in life. Some of the greatest friendships that you'll ever make in life, amen, are formed where those who delight in one another's fellowship, amen, also delight in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey God, I know a lot of people talk a lot of bad stuff about the church. But let me tell you something, I'm for the church. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I'll never forget old Steve Gentry, first time I ever heard him at Shakedale. He said, "Short, you barely could see his head over the podium." And he's standing up there preaching, "Great God." I'll never forget that. I was about 19 years old, and he preached on what's right with the church. Hallelujah. He said, "You let some piano player run off with the preacher, and the news spreads all across from east to west, north to south. Churches in faraway stuff. Did you hear about that old preacher, what he did? Did you hear about so-and-so, what they did?" That brand news spreads quick. Amen. Everybody likes to talk about what's wrong with the church. I come to tell you tonight, there's still some good things in the old time house of the Lord. There's still people getting saved. There's still victory coming down from heaven. Hey, the problem is you're asleep sitting right in the church. Paul, the greatest preacher in Eutychus' day, was right there preaching the gospel, but he fell asleep. Don't go to sleep. Don't fall asleep at such a critical hour. Peter, James, and John, this opportunity will never come your way again. Don't go to sleep. Amen.
Praise.
Woo.
Praise.
Some opportunities only come once, Brother Earl. Hallelujah.
You're right.
Some opportunities in life only come once. And if you're asleep, amen, sleep on now. Take your rest. They never had that opportunity to pray with the Master again. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, God. Amen. Don't go to sleep to the great opportunities that lies in the church. Amen. Hey, God, listen. Amen. Next, I want to preach to us, amen, about men who go to sleep to sinful habits and an evil life. Amen. Every now and then, you hear some Christian, amen, whose character has broken down, who has fallen into transgression, and yet that man was often in church. Amen. Great God, I'll keep it very broad. I wouldn't dare hurt nobody. But we was in church many years ago, and a young person shouted their shoe heels off, singing in the choir. I mean, Holy Ghost fell in that house, and they shouted, and I'm not sure they ever come back one service after that. And somebody said, "How did that happen?" I tell you how it happened. The Lord was wooing. God was stirring. God was trying to shake. Amen. But she fell asleep right inside the church. Oh, amen. Preacher friends of mine, amen, are backslid, and they're no longer preaching tonight. And somebody say, "How's that happen?" Amen. How does that work? I'll tell you how it works. We get caught up in a form and a fashion. We get caught up, amen, in the work of the Lord, and we forget about the Lord of the work. Great God, don't do that. Hey, I pray many times, amen, Lord, I don't want to turn into a machine. Don Rich took offense to that. People say, "Brother Rich, you're a preaching machine." And when I was young, I heard him on tape. Amen. He scolded him. He said, "Don't call me a machine." He said, "I'm not a machine." Amen. What I've got and what you see manifested in this pulpit, it's not automatic. But he said, "I gotta pray. I gotta get on my knees. I gotta seek heaven. I gotta plead for with God to get what I have." I tell you how preachers backslide. I tell you how members backslide. They go to sleep. They're no longer stirred. Amen. Evil, sinful habits get a hold of their heart, and they think they can dip, dabble, and get by. They go to sleep right inside of the church. I come to tell us, don't go to sleep. Don't fall asleep. It's a critical hour, and we got to learn to pay the price of having the anointing on our life. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. If a preacher's going to get anointed, he's got to pay a price. If a singer's going to get anointed,
They got to pay a price. You Sunday school teachers, if you're going to make an impact on them children, you got to study and pay a price.
Yeah.
That's the way church works. Right. And if you can go to sleep and we can turn into just any old other church out there. Praise God. Amen. Why? I don't want anything to hold here and get in trouble. But Brother Tom, why does these big nominal churches have coffee shops and bookstores and basketball courts right inside their sanctuaries? And they push the church seats back and they play basketball immediately after service and they drink their coffee and they have all these gatherings and social outfits. Why do they have that? I tell you why they have it. Because their church is asleep. They can no longer muster up the anointing and the power of God any longer. So they got to keep them coming with social events and parties and basketball and football and coffee and food. Hey, Paul didn't have those things. They didn't have fancy churches. But great God in heaven, they had the Holy Ghost and the anointing of God. Don't go to sleep sitting in church. Amen.
Yeah. Woo. Yes, God. Right.
Who was that? One of those, I forget his name. He was a big time Roman Catholic guy. Amen. When he told that, hey God. Anyway, he told another Protestant fella. I wish I remember their names right off. But he took him down there and he showed him that great Catholic cathedral lined in gold and magnificent. And he said, no longer can we say, like Peter and John, silver and gold have I none. Hey God. He said, look at how we're blessed. Look at how the, amen, got gold and lined, amen, cathedrals. Roman Catholic Church has more money than governments have. No longer can we say, silver and gold have I none. And that old preacher looked at him and said, no longer either can you say, rise up and walk. What do you want? Do we want fine, amen, cathedrals, amen, and fine line bank accounts? Who would we rather have? The power of God. We're living in a generation, amen, who's fell asleep to sinful evil habits. Great God, sinful people run the churches, but they no longer have the power of God.
Woo! That's the truth.
Oh, God.
Sunday school teachers are, amen, shacking up. Yeah. That's the new normal.
Yeah.
You don't have to get married anymore, just shack up. And the church is all right with that. Great God. Bible said marriage is undefiled.
Yeah.
Woo! But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. God still for holy matrimony. Did you know that? Hey, God still, amen, for a man and a woman walking down an aisle. Hey, God, hey, did you hear that? A man and a woman. I know it's not popular preaching. This government can say it's okay for same-sex marriage, but God said it's abominable and it stinks in the nostrils of God. Hey, we're living in a sleepy generation. Men have fell asleep. Preachers have fell asleep. And we don't stand for the truth anymore. Hey, church, don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. It's a late hour. It's a crucial hour. Don't go to sleep in church.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yes. Brother Tommy hit on a little bit this morning. Jonah fell asleep.
Sure did. Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said Jonah was fast asleep on the boat.
Yeah.
Amen. Woo! On his way to Tarshish. When he should have been on his way to Nineveh.
Yeah.
Great God. Yeah. Let me tell you something. When you get out of the will of God and you run away from where God tells you you should go, you're asleep. Hallelujah. Yeah. And Jonah was fast asleep, fearing that they were going to perish. They called upon their gods. Amen. The only thing they knew to save them. They cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And they went down there and woke old Jonah up. That's what happens when you get out of the will of God. You go to sleep and you don't care about anything spiritual anymore. Don't go to sleep. Don't worry, I'm about done. Don't go to sleep. The devil's trying to rock you to
sleep. He's trying to get you to think. Any old way can work. Hey, straight is the way. Narrow is the gate. Amen. That leadeth to life everlasting. I come to tell you, it's going to take a straight road. It's going to take a narrow road. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. I come to tell you, if you want something that's worth having, it's going to cost you.
Amen. I mean, when I was a kid, Jesus, I still use it some. I like Crest now, but I used to use that Listerine. Woo! Burn your mouth up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd wake up in the morning with a sore throat. I've always struggled with sinus problems. I'd wake up in the morning with a sore throat. My dad always had an old Listerine. And he said, here, son, put this in your mouth. I was just young. I said, I can't handle that, Dad. It burns my mouth. Hey, God, this old timer's way of thinking. He said, when it burns, when you feel that burn, he said, it's doing some good. Yeah. He said, raise your mouth up there and go, oh, gargle that stuff. He said, let it get down there and burn. He said, when it burns, you know it's doing some good. Hey, God. Somebody said, I don't want to go through that. It hurts. It's hard. People make fun of me. It's trying. People say, I'm old fashioned. I'm old bogey. Hey, man, I look like an old lady. They got this, that, and the other. They can talk all they want to. I'm not going to sleep in the late hour. The Lord's about to come. And when it comes, I want to be ready to meet the Lord. When it burns, when it costs you something, you know it's doing some good. Amen.
Amen.
You know what burglars like to do in the old days? And still somewhat like this. You know what a burglar, when he likes to show up? About dinner time, when everybody's gathered around the table eating dinner. Is that when he shows up?
No.
I'm going to show up and I'm going to go in there and sneak in there and take everything they got about dinner time.
No.
You know when the burglar comes? 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Everybody's asleep.
When you're asleep.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The devil said, I'm going to get them to sleep, and then I'm going to take what they got.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Right. Woo. Come on, amen, church. I come to tell you, don't go to sleep.
Don't go to sleep.
Oh, amen. It was while men slept and the devil done his work. Brother Tom preached great. Amen. Sometime back. Matthew 13:25. But while men slept, amen, his enemy came and he sowed tares amongst the wheat and he went his way. The enemy comes when you're asleep. While men slept, the enemy come and he said, let's throw some tares amongst the wheat, amongst the good. That's where the devil works. He tries to find you asleep. Samson, oh Samson, tell me wherein lieth thy great strength and thy great power. Amen. He ain't told her a bunch of lies, but finally Samson told Delilah all of his heart. And he said, if the seven, I'm a Nazarite from birth, have a Nazarite vow upon my life. Read in the book of Judges. What is it? About 16 or so. Amen. And he said, if the seven locks of my hair be shaved, I will become weak and as any other man. Hey, God, let me tell you something, Mother Tom. When the Philistines came in, how did they take and save off the seven locks of his head? They would have never took him while he was awake. Great God, Samson slew the 1,000 of them Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. Hey, God, they were no match for old Samson. Hey, God, but so Delilah knew, if I'm going to really get to Samson's weakness. Hey, man, what did she do? Does anybody know? She got him to sleep. Hey, God, she put his head in her lap and she began to take those fingers through his hair. Samson, you're tired. Why don't you go to sleep? And when Samson was like Jonah, he was fast asleep. Hey, man, she motioned for the Philistines. Come on in, boys, he's asleep. Let's shave off his head. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, you're right on the verge of going to sleep, and the devil is just waiting to pounce upon the opportunity. Amen. To take what you got.
not. It's too late in the game. Don't go to sleep. Amen. Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, God.
Jesus. It was when Sisera, exhausted after the great battle of Kishon, lay asleep in the tent of Jael.
Yeah.
Amen. The wife of Heber. Praise God. Sisera. Amen. Hey, God in heaven, that captain of Canaan. Amen. Had been out to battle, out to war all day long. Amen. All of his men pretty well was, amen, destroyed in battle. And Sisera got to running for his life. Amen. And he came to the tent of Jael. And he said, hey, whispering around, I'm wore out. I'm tired. I've been fighting all day. Is there any way I could come in and rest? And she said, yes, come on in and rest. Amen. And old Sisera come into the tent. And the Bible said that he lay down and he fell asleep. And while he was asleep, Jael went over there and got a great big spike. Amen. That she spiked the tent down with. And she got in her hand. And when she realized Sisera was sound asleep, she took that spike and she laid it to the temple of Sisera's head. And the Bible says she took a hammer and she drove that spike right through Sisera's temple. And he lost his life while he lay asleep in the enemy's territory. I come to tell you, church, you can't go to sleep in the devil's territory and expect to come out. Hey, we're living in a late hour, and I feel the Holy Ghost to tell you tonight, don't go to sleep. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yay, Lord.
I'm just about done.
Good.
Napoleon made that great statement. He had took the world over. He was like Hitler. 18 and 12, wasn't it? Amen. Every Napoleon has his Waterloo. He was marching into Russia. And before he got into Russia, he made the statement, God himself can't stop me and my army. Amen. And God took a snowflake and he stopped Napoleon and his mighty army. Amen. History says, amen, history says that while Napoleon and his mighty army was rushing into Waterloo, the temperatures began to plunge. He got sub-zero temperatures. Snow began to fall out of the sky. And his soldiers were marching in knee-deep or higher snow. And they were marching to fight in battle. Amen. And eyewitnesses, I can read it to you. I got it in my notes. I'll just tell it to you in my terms. That captain said that they would take them, amen, sticks or whatever it was they had, and they gouged them old soldiers. Amen, Brother Anthony. I was just helping Raylan with school. When hypothermia sets in, your heart rate gets low. Praise God. Amen. And you start getting numb. Your feet ever been so cold you couldn't feel your toes? Well, them guys were numb. Amen. Their heart rate was low. And when your body temperature gets so low, you know what happens to you? You fall asleep. Amen. You fall asleep. And those historians, amen, those captains said they was gouging them men and soldiers. They was laying over in the snow, falling asleep. Napoleon came riding on his horse and he began to shout at them men, rise, men, arise and march. Amen. And destroy the enemy. But those men fell asleep and Napoleon lost and he did not conquer the world. Hey, God, I come to tell us that's what the devil does to you when he gets you away from the fire and he gets you away from God. Hypothermia sets in and he puts you to sleep. Hey, and you can't fight the enemy no more. Don't go to sleep. Understand what he's trying. Understand his tactics. Understand his motives. The devil is trying to put you to sleep. Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Once they fell asleep, they were gone. Yeah. Lastly, I'd like to talk to us about men who are asleep to God and to eternal life.
Brother Tom, can you get me Ezekiel real quick? I meant to write this down. And I got to fool with that old van out there. Ezekiel 33 and 32. Ezekiel 33 and 32. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. The Bible said that the preacher just becomes, amen, like a lovely song. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo. Amen. You know, that's the hour we're living in. Amen. It's just a sweet voice. It's just a sweet song. It's just a sweet tune. Amen. I hear what he's saying, but it's just a lovely song into my ears. And I don't have to do what the old preacher says. Tell us what Ezekiel said about the preacher.
And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song.
Woo! Woe, thou art unto them as just a lovely song.
Of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not.
Well, wow. For they hear thy words, and they do them not. Hallelujah. It's just like a lovely song. It's just like a beautiful beat. Isn't that what the Lord said in the last days? They would not endure sound doctrine. They wouldn't listen to it. Hey, God, I come to tell you, church, that's where we are. Amen. It's just the old preacher down there. It's just a lovely song unto my ears. Let me tell you something, church. I've been preaching the gospel, amen, right here since February of 2010. And sometimes that's what I become to you. Just a lovely song. Just a sweet tune. Don't ever get to the place where the preacher is just a tune that you hear. But pray God, apply the words of this preacher. Apply the words of this gospel to your heart. I'm trying to keep you from going to sleep. A lovely tune only causes you to go to sleep. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to tell you the devil's got a plan, and he's setting out to sink your life. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Woo! They are deaf to the warnings of the gospel, as the adder is to the music. They hear, having ears and yet hear not. What the Bible said, they have ears to hear, but they don't hear. Hallelujah. Don't let it just become like a lovely song in your ears. Hallelujah. Oh, God. But Tom, we're going to give you one more. Romans 13 and 11. Romans 13 and 11. Hallelujah. If Luke were to describe, amen, this generation, Luke was the writer of Acts.
Right.
Amen. Luke told us that on the first day of the week, the church had gathered in. I mean, things were going good, but Paul got long in preaching. His voice sounded like a lovely song, and Eutychus fell asleep right inside the church. I wonder what Paul's, or Luke rather, Luke's writings would say about our generation. Sister Dottie, I wonder what he'd say about our church day. Great God, I'll tell you what he'll say. He said the devil's rocked them smack to sleep, and they're calling good evil and evil good. They no longer preach against sin, amen, but rather they pat men and women on the back and tell them to just add Jesus to their life. Hey God, you can't just add Jesus. Amen. The Bible said, behold, old things are passed away, and when you get saved, a new creature enters in you. And Paul said, those things that I used to desire, I don't desire them anymore. But now, great God, I've got a new man living inside of me. Hey, that's why when I got saved, Brother Tom, I quit the ball games. I quit the worldly engagements. Hey, amen, I never smoked, drank, and chewed and did all them things. I was too young. But when you get saved, guess what? Amen. The Lord will take them desires. Amen. Somebody said, I don't know if they can. Brother Daniel Bragg said, this is his testimony. When he got saved, amen, he loved smoking them cigarettes. And he said, oh, God, if you'll take this from me, I'd like to lay it down. Amen. And somehow that cigarette, amen, got lost. Amen. And he laid them down. And he ain't never had one since. Brother Tommy said,
When he got saved, he stopped by the creek and dumped all them heavy metal rock A-track tapes out of his car. Hey, God, that's a good idea. But I sure hope the fish didn't find some way to listen to it. Hey, God, it wasn't even fit for the creek. Hey, God, I come to tell you, the devil wants you to go to sleep. He wants you to go to a church where the preacher will tell you you can live in sin and make it to heaven. But I come to tell you tonight, wake up, generation. The devil, it's time to put you to sleep, Samson.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
I'll never run a 1,000-member church like some churches in this city.
Jesus. Come on,
baby. Amen. We may never fill this one up, but I don't want to live with God. I think we can.
Right. Yeah. Right. Sure.
I think we can fill this one up and build us another one.
That's right.
Woo. Right. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Amen. I said, hey, church, I believe there's an end-time revival coming. Amen. Hey, God. This old coronavirus, a little bitty virus that you can't even see except with a microscope, shook this world. Amen. From north to east, south and west, every continent on this globe. Hey, God, let me tell you something. A little while, Storm Sister Peggy and I were talking out there on German Ridge. I drove down the interstate today, looked over there and seen all them trees. It's sad. Amen. A little old bitty half inch, quarter inch ice storm come, and it looks like a bomb's been dropped. Broad Holler looks like a bomb's been dropped. German Ridge looks like a bomb's been dropped. It don't take God very much or very long to get a hold of people's attention. Hey, God, I come to tell you tonight, I said I believe revival is going to hit the church. Hey, God, I believe souls are going to be saved. I need to quit preaching, but I'm just now feeling good. Hey, let me tell you something. Jesus said, he said, I'm coming back for a glorious church. Not a church that's frightened. Not a church that's got its nose in the corner. Oh, me, oh, my, there's a virus. Amen. Old Biden said, amen, if we would do what he says, we could have an Independence Day. But I'd not like to tell you I'm going to have Independence Day with you or without you. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven, this nation is free and we're going to remain free. Hey, God, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be scared. But Jesus is coming for a glorious church. One that's alive. One that's full of the Holy Ghost. One that's being a soul saving station. Hey, I come to tell us he's coming for a revived church. Woo!
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I wonder what Luke would say about our generation. I wonder if he'd say what Paul said in Romans 13 and 11.
Isn't that knowing the time?
Knowing the time.
And now it is high time.
It's high time.
To awake out of sleep.
Woo. To awake out of sleep. Hallelujah.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Yep.
It's time to wake up. Stand with me. Stand with me across this house, church. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up, Brother John. You got in just the right hour.
Yep.
Woo! Didn't he, Trish? Yep. You got in, Jonathan, you and Jesse, Regina, right in the right hour. Church, listen to me. I call every one of your names. We ain't got time for that. Amen. We're all in at the right time. Amen. The devil's got the world rocked to sleep. He's got the church rocked to sleep. Hey, we're missing out on the great opportunities of the gospel. We're missing out on the great opportunities of the church. Hey, amen. The devil's trying to put us to sleep to the sinful habits and lifestyles of today's generation. But I come to tell you, devil, amen, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be rejuvenated with the power of God. In this last, you can't have my soul. You can't have my children. You can't have my
church. You can't have my community. I'm going to get up. I'm not going to sleep. But it's high time that we wake up. Did you hear that? High time that you wake up. Wake up, church. Wake up. Get up. It's a critical hour. The alarm clock is sounding. Wake up. Don't go to sleep. Amen.
Praise
somebody help me, friend.
Praise you, Lord.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Brother Anthony, you picked a good time, man, to catch on fire.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Woo. Brother Daniel, you picked a good time to make it through that fiery trial.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Woo. Sister Carolyn, you picked a good time. Amen. To put the Lord first. Hey! I feel like shouting, amen. Brother Jonathan, amen. For such a time as this where we put here. Somebody said, oh, it's a hard time. We've all said that. I don't know if we can do anything in this dark. He was put here for this day. Praise God. So therefore, we can do something in our generation. We can move. Amen. We can make an impact. We can be a witness. Don't sit there and put your line under a bushel, but wake up and shine that light. Wake up. Let the world know I'm saved and I know that I am. I'm saved and I'm proud that I am. Wake up!
Yeah, Lord.
Don't go to sleep, church. I preached to you in my heart tonight.
Yes.
Don't go to sleep.
Right.
Samson, Brother Earl, would have never lost his strength if he hadn't fell asleep. Sisera would have never lost his life if he hadn't fell asleep in the enemy's tent.
Come on.
Praise God. Jonah fell asleep spiritually long before he fell asleep on the boat. He fell asleep by getting out of the will of God. Amen. And he nearly lost his life.
Yep.
Amen.
Ooh, don't fall asleep.
Don't fall.
Amen. While men slept, the enemy come in and sowed those tares, Brother Tom.
Okay.
Yeah.
While men slept, it's too late to sleep. It's too late.
Oh, Jesus.
Great God.
Oh, God.
It's too late.
Come on. Hey, Lord.
Now is the important part. I'll tell you what you need to do. We already said this in my preaching. Don't let me down. Let's get these altars tonight.
Come on.
Amen. Sister Barb's looking down on us here. She'd be proud of you. Let's get these altars tonight. Say, Lord, I'm not going to go to sleep. There's work to be done. There's work to be done. There's souls to be saved. There's a gospel to be preached. There's a word to be done. You count on me, Lord. You count on me, Lord. I'm going to give these orders here tonight. Devil, I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to put the Lord first. Amen.